AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Last night, the Democrats. Tonight, the Republican presidential candidates debate. And we're hearing that the Republican Party has asked the GOP candidates to calm down a little bit. Past debates have featured name-calling and sexual innuendo. At last night's Democratic candidates debate on Univision, Hillary Clinton bristled at a question about whether she'd drop out of the race if she were indicted over her handling of emails while she was Secretary of State.
If you get indicted, would you drop out?
Oh, for goodness, that is not going to happen. I'm not even answering that question.
Rival Bernie Sanders would say only this about that.
There is a process underway, and that process will take its course.
Bernie Sanders last night. Vice President Joe Biden visiting Jordan this morning is telling U.S. troops who are training the Jordanian military that the Islamic State group is on their heels. But defeating them, he says, will take a long time. President Obama welcomed Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House this morning.
Americans and Canadians, we see ourselves in each other.
There is no relationship in the entire world like the Canada-U.S. relationship.
But there are things that divide us, President Obama pointed out this morning.
Where's the Stanley Cup right now?
Prime Minister Trudeau jokingly wagged his finger.
Is it in my hometown with the Chicago Blackhawks?
The two leaders are politically similar, says one expert, who says he hopes that that will help strengthen relations between the U.S. and Canada. Still no known motive in that tragedy in suburban Pittsburgh. At least two gunmen opened fire on partiers in a backyard late yesterday. Five people dead, three others wounded. The gunmen got away. The Dow is up 111. This is AP Radio News. Tomorrow, former First Lady Nancy Reagan will be buried at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, next to her husband, who died in 2004. Today, mourners are passing by her casket to pay their respects. Reagan Library Executive Director John Hybush is remembering, too.
She treated every individual, you know, whether they were a head of state or the person managing the elevator. She just treated them alike, and she was very, very kind.
John Hybush of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Foundation. A mother in Utah has been charged with child abuse and abandonment after authorities say she left her 8-year-old son at a hospital. Court documents say the boy walked into the hospital, gave employees a note from his mother that said she didn't want him anymore and called him rude and ungovernable. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.